Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Benderbox Radio. If Nancy doesn't wake up screaming, she won't wake up at all.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 110 for this May the 3rd, 2017. My name is Thomas Towson. His name over here, who's about to maybe cough, maybe... there it is. His name's Dan Knight. Hey, Dan.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going? Great. Cool. Good coughs. That's good. That's,
How you do?
That's bringing us back with a bang.
For your buck.
That's right. For your butt.
For your butt.
We are one day late, but better than we would have been yesterday anyway. So, boom. One day late and one day better. Like I always say.
One day late.
Don't panic.
I just say one day late. I don't know where you're going.
I don't know, but we're here. We're here.
And we did it.
Congratulations, us. This is episode 110.
You said that.
I cannot believe. I know, Dan. I was using it as a plot piece or a piece to talk about it That's kind of a lot. 110. I was just looking at it today, and I had to put, fill in a new number in that second digit slot. Put a 1 there. It's 110 now. I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good. That's a spicy meatball.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations, us. We've done it, and we're going to move on. there's a couple neat days today. This is the part of, if you didn't guess, this is the part of the show where I tell you what today's national days are.
Oh, see, I'm not familiar with this show's format.
No,
I wouldn't know that.
This is your first time on the show.
It's my first rodeo.
Uh-huh.
It's not, and it is my first rodeo.
It is your first.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't even know what we're doing.
First time. Okay. Well, if you just sit there, all right, and you shut up.
Oh, okay, good. I can do that.
Let me tell you, we got two national days today. Actually, there were a bunch, but I picked the two best. Today is some sort of weird, just all the national days happening at once.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but I picked the two best, and they are National Lumpy Rug Day.
Okay.
And National Two Different Colored Shoes Day.
Oh.
Yeah. You can celebrate the two together. Yeah. I don't mind.
Yeah, you can put them... You can put them together. What is
wear your lumpy rug shoes.
Yeah,
that are two different colors.
And those shoes are supposed to be for squashing the lumps out.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
So you're about to ask me a question.
Yeah, and I think you know what I was going to ask.
You're going to ask me what National Two Different Colored Shoe Day is all about.
Yeah. What is that about? What is color?
That's where you wear two different colored shoes.
Okay.
You got that one?
No.
Okay. Well, it's where you take one shoe. That's okay. One color.
All right.
All right, you put it on your foot.
Okay, slow down.
Okay, taking notes.
Wait, one
okay,
shoe
and then
color.
On the other foot.
Okay.
There's another shoe, but that other shoe, it's a different color.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Do you get it now?
Wow.
It's a whole other
world.
I assume you were asking about Lumpy Rug Day.
What in the hell is a lumpy rug?
There's two schools of thought on this one.
Okay.
This is where you preserve your rugs by, you know, knocking all the lumps out, and you're trying to take care of your rugs. Or it's sort of having a feeling of, I don't know, brotherhood for... For old, sturdy, lumpy rugs.
Yes. I can appreciate...
Quality craftsmanship. That's what you need to appreciate.
Well, I would actually say that it's the opposite. Because if the lump's coming up and you're tripping on it or something and injuring yourself,
then that's the rug maker's fault.
That is. That's faulty craftsmanship. It's not sitting flush on the ground.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it.
And if you get hurt, they're put to death.
It is. That's the rule spread across the land.
Yeah, that's what that tag is. You know, when you buy stuff like...
mattresses?
Yeah, anything. It's the don't remove.
Yes.
It tells you not to remove it.
Under penalty of death.
Yeah, exactly. That's what that's all about. If you remove it, you're put to death.
Right.
So if you what happens if you're hurt and you take them to court, they're going to ask you to see the tag.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's on there, they're put to death. But if it's not on there, then it's this weird loophole where they kill you instead.
This is extreme. Yeah.
You thought those tags were a joke. They're not.
You keep them on there for fear of death.
Yeah. So we're going to get into the news now-ish, I suppose.
Yeah, we could do it now-ish, I suppose.
Yeah.
What is it we do, though?
Oh, I don't know.
Because don't we do that?
No, I don't think so.
Bit?
No, that's like a bit. I'm not really into bits anymore. I'm kind of past that.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing now?
I'm doing a little bit more of a free-form kind of avant-garde kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's that like?
It involves loose-fitting scarves and long trips at Starbucks.
Long trips?
Yeah.
Like you're staying there for hours?
Yeah, with my MacBook.
Yeah, and you typing up your novel?
Yeah, but attached to my MacBook is a typewriter to digital format.
So you got a USB hookup?
Yeah, it does, but it's old USB, not good new 3.0. Because it's more authentic.
So the MacBook is super old?
Yeah. No, it's just an iMac. Oh. It's an actual old, iMac. that's you think there's gonna be a hipster wave of that kind of stuff where it takes new technology but it's like old versions of new technology? You think we're gonna go so far?
Bring back the the Commodore?
Yeah, bring back old DOS systems. Anyway, what do we do? Why do we do? Who are we?
Why do we do?
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But what we do is, if you haven't heard yet.
I haven't.
Bird is the word.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we find news articles and we provide them to people free of charge.
Mm-hmm. We hunt them. We hunt them, shoot them, and present them.
We're big news hunters.
Yeah.
And
we hand gut them.
The problem is we don't usually... We come up a little short on the big news, so these are the guppies that we end up catching.
Oh no, we're fishing up guppies and gutting them of their delicious, stinky news
guppy
sauce.
Guts.
Yeah, guppy guts. Ew, gross.
So the news articles that we provide are usually more, they're real, but they're more...
Fragrant.
Yeah, they're fragrant.
Sour.
These are words, and... they're humorous usually in nature, sometimes disgusting, and all times Florida.
Well, not all times, but yeah. All right.
I like
get what
you're
doing.
I think that there's just a hint of Florida
in each one of us.
In each one of us, in each story.
All right, Dan, start us out with your big man plan, Fran.
Oh, that's not my name. If you happen to find yourself walking the streets of Waynesboro, Virginia, you may notice some peculiar signs being posted in the recent days.
What if I won't, though? I think
if you're
unlikely.
Not walking.
Yeah, I probably won't be doing that.
Then you'll...
Does this article apply to me? Or can I just...
Yeah, you can just...
Can I tune out?
You can just leave.
Okay, I will. Thanks.
Well, goodbye. I'll tell you when to come back.
Okay, thanks. Great.
All right,
please
come
don't.
Back.
Nope.
many cat owners in the neighborhood are on the prowl for a mysterious cat shaver.
On the prowl.
Ah! I did that on purpose.
Mm-hmm. I know.
No, I didn't.
No, okay.
You'll never know. Captain Kelly Walker of the Waynesboro Police Department has claimed that at least two families have been affected by this. The cats will go outside and do their cat things and return with their undersides shaved.
Oh, okay. They're doing their cat things and someone's shaving their tummies.
Yeah, and their under drawers.
It's for good pets. It's for good scritchies.
All that hair gets in the way of the quality scritchies.
Yeah.
Rebecca Martin, whose cat Tiger Lily had been shaved twice this year, said, quote, "It hurts because she can't tell me. I know it probably hurt her, probably not physically, but mentally, that has to be really hard on her. She doesn't want to be picked up anymore.
No.
She used to be really nice and you could pick her up and hold her and everything. And now she just doesn't want to be picked up anymore.
It's just like, I don't know. It's like cat sexual abuse or something. It's so sad, but also...
Where did they hurt you, Tiger Lily? Why would you talk to me anymore?
Oh, poor cat, but at the same time, I mean...
It's a little silly.
Just a tiny bit.
Walker says collectively 7 cats have been shaved, but many more could come if the perpetrator is not brought to justice. The neighborhood have taken to posting signs to try to apprehend this bizarre criminal. The sign reads, "Shaving cats!" Several neighborhood cats have been abducted and had their lower abdomen and groin areas shaved. This is very upsetting to the cats and their owners. If you have information about this suspicious activity, please contact the police department at numbers. Our cats will thank you.
At numbers? Who? What's the motivation? What's the drive? What gets you out of bed each morning? Yeah, that's right, boy. What gets you out of bed and puts you in a mindset like, I'm going to shave some cats' tummies and their loins. I'm going to get some of them tasty cat loins.
Mm. Well, you know, I have no idea. I can't even hazard a guess.
You think it's someone's passion? You think someone decided one day that that's what they were going to do with their lives? That's their legacy.
To shave the underside of cats.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. And who am I to stand in between this person's love of cat shaving? Half a cat shaving.
Yeah, it's only partial cat shaving.
Maybe they're working up the courage to do the whole cat.
Maybe. Maybe they're a training veterinarian, and that's one of the hardest parts to shave, so maybe they're doing it in lots of practice.
Yeah. I would say don't leave your cats outside if this is happening. It seems to be happening in a very specific area of the town, so... Don't put your cat outside. Like, don't. I mean,
yeah.
Even outdoor cats, like, you can keep them inside, right? Or do they just go crazy and pee on everything? And I mean, I don't know cats because I don't like them.
Yeah,
I'm not a big cat person.
I don't know. They just do their own thing. I don't really know.
I just kind
of. I've had plenty of cats. Yeah. I have one currently. I've had plenty of cats. I still don't know what they do.
I can't figure it out.
Cats what just do sort of do?
They do.
Yeah.
They're kind of like a roommate.
Yeah.
That doesn't pay the rent.
Nope. Eats lots of food, sleeps, makes smelly turds, and is both sometimes kind of cool and also just usually a dick.
Yeah. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I mean, sheds on everything.
But they're pretty cute. I mean, I think they're pretty cute. But, I mean, you know, sometimes you think about it, right? Sometimes I think about my cat and I'm like, you know, is he worth it? And usually it's no, but then I feel guilty, so.
So then you take them back.
No, I leave them alone, but I should, you know. Are cats worth it? I don't think so.
I mean, there is an island in Japan that's full of them.
Yeah, people like them.
But I think it's better to give them an island.
Yeah.
And just let them have that. And then you can visit them at the island. You know?
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
Because they don't want to hang out with you.
They don't want you.
They don't.
They want your food and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all they want. So. They hate you.
There's that, yeah.
Well, great.
Hopefully we've all learned a little bit about ourselves.
I think cats. So. And I imagine that the cat shaving bandit will strike again.
Oh, he will.
Yeah. Because no one will stop him. Yeah, it's gonna be something.
I'm sure I will. I mean, he will.
Are you familiar with the clothing chain Nordstrom?
I am. It's they sell Viking attire, correct?
No. That's
Fjordstrom.
Fjordstrom, yes. Yep. Okay. Well, they're fairly high end. They sell expensive clothing. Typically, they have a wide variety, but a lot of it tends to be more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They may have gone a little too far.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, just a tad too far
with expensive attire.
Yes. Nordstrom is drawing criticism online for its latest foray into the world of unusual pants. Mud-caked jeans priced at $425.
God damn it.
I know.
Why?
I don't get it. It was the natural progression between the stained jeans and the ripped jeans.
Rips, yeah.
Someone now just has permanently caked mud into them. The Barracuda straight leg jeans from fashion company PRPS are priced at $425 on Nordstrom's website, which says the, quote, heavily distressed jeans embody rugged Americana workwear that's seen some hard-working action with a crackled, caked-on, muddy coating that shows you you're not afraid to get down and dirty. Except none of that's true because you just spent $425, you rich asshole, on disgusting, dirty, pre-dirty jeans.
Yep.
All it tells me is that you have more money than sense and that you have terrible taste in clothing.
Right. And that you have to literally have someone destroy expensive clothes.
Yeah. Probably crap clothes that someone has marked up unnecessarily.
Yeah. So that you look like...
an idiot?
You look like one of the working class people when you're not.
Yeah, well, you know, with jeans like that...
Who needs enemies?
Who needs... Yeah. PRPS customer service representative said the muddy coating is designed not to wash out if the care instructions, which are machine wash cold and line dry, are followed properly. Good, so now you need to meticulously take care of your designer dirty jeans so that they don't undirty. How ridiculous is this?
What's the... this is so much irony.
It's... yeah, you... you know...
you have to clean your jeans... so that they don't get undirty.
Yes, but carefully, so as not to clean them too much, because you might clean out the mud.
And then you've just spent $400 on a nice pair of jeans, and who wants to do that?
Yeah. I mean, if they're even nice. They're probably permanently damaged from having cake, like mud, just ground into them.
You remember the wasabi jeans?
Yes, I remember wasabi jeans. That's an old article.
Old episode.
Where someone covered jeans in wasabi and slapped someone in the face with them.
Yep. And we learned that wasabi paste is a...
yes.
Because we're like, what the hell is...
wasabi paste.
Yeah. Like, I just heard of wasabi sauce or...
or, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or, no, I can't remember what it was.
Yeah,
it was
because...
it's like solid wasabi. I don't know what that is.
There was something weird about it. There was some sort of weird wasabi method of transportation. So, Nordstrom previously raised some eyebrows. Here's another one for you. With clear knee mom jeans as well. That's another fashion trend. Which are female-oriented pants with clear plastic windows in the knee area.
Ooh, that's sexy.
Yeah, that's some mom sexy. Jeans. Yeah, that would be enough to get you stoned if you were in the Victorian times. Showing a little too much knee, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Not
I
like,
don't know why. But
not like marijuana.
Yeah, that's where my mind went. Yeah. I'm like, I don't understand the correlation.
Yeah, no. You know, like you show too much ankle.
And you get stoned to death. Yeah.
Yeah, this is maybe not Victorian, though. That's not true. It'd be much earlier.
Yeah.
But you can have windows in your pants.
Wow.
And that idea has apparently inspired another retailer, Topshop, to market a pair of completely transparent plastic jeans. Which are no longer jeans.
Yeah, because there's no denim.
Yeah, those are just pants.
Those are just disgusting plastic pants.
Actually, yeah. Are they still pants or are they just well-tailored bags?
I like well-tailored bags better.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Not that I don't like them fashion-wise. I just like...
oh, well, I did get you a pair for your birthday.
Oh, great. Well, yeah. I shall be definitely going out in public in them.
Good, because what I did is I got you one of each of these, so you can wear the mud cake jeans on the bottom.
Oh, good.
All right, and then you can wear the jeans with the clear knees, and you'll see the mud caked knees through that, and then you wear the clear ones, so you see the whole ensemble.
Oh, good.
But it's more protected. You don't want to undirty those caked jeans, okay?
Oh, my God.
You got to wear three layers, otherwise you are going to get that mud everywhere. Gross, people are dumb. Moving on.
Well, apparently if you're pregnant and are pretty much at the end of your pregnancy, you are.
Yes, I am very close to the end of my pregnancy.
I was going
to
say something, but I didn't want
to. My baby bump is showing.
Well, apparently, you know, you're nearing the end of your pregnancy. There is, it's been, I guess, known, I didn't know this, but there's food that you can have that's said to kind of expedite the process.
Speed it spicy along. Food?
Spicy food, yeah.
I've heard that. I've always wondered if that's a myth or not.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's just like one of those things where it's like, oh, you know, it's a old like a wives' tale or something
maybe
like that.
Maybe it's like, maybe there's something behind it, like a system shock, like your body, if it's so hot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah, anyway.
Although this is not an exact science, many people believe that spice in your food can, move a pregnancy along.
Hey, we just talked about that.
Literally.
Yeah.
And that's just what many women have been doing at Hawthorne's New York Pizza and Bar in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, I've been there. Not to that restaurant.
That town.
I've been to Charlotte, yeah.
This location. Right. Oh, it's just okay.
It's all right.
Isn't it? I would imagine, you know,
actually,
Charlotte
pretty nice.
Would be
Charlotte's
pretty
nice. Yeah, okay. Charlotte's nice.
At this location, a particular pizza is now becoming notorious for this. Nicknamed the Inducer. This buffalo chicken pizza has possibly caused multiple pregnancies.
Caused them.
Oh, sorry, not caused them.
It's so good it impregnates women. You.
Scratch that part.
Induces labor, is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's
okay.
What I was implying.
I gotcha.
One woman named Henley Schmeidel.
That's not a real name. You've just made that up.
It's Henley Schmeidel. I mean, everybody knows at least one Henley Schmeidel in their life.
That's true. My mother's name was Henley Schmeidel.
She recounts her experience. She said she was ready for the pregnancy to be over, and her friends told her to try the inducer.
Oh, yeah. It'll get you pregnant.
Put another baby in you so that the old one has nowhere to go. It's got to get
booted
out.
It'll put a baby in your baby.
And a big food baby. She obliged, and a couple of hours following, she had begun her labor. A second woman, Kristen Kogan, said that her water broke after just one slice.
Whoa!
It's fast acting.
Tenactin. Who did those commercials?
Tough acting, Tenactin. That was,
Was it John Madden?
That was John Madden. Oh, good God. While scientists say there's no proven method to induce labor, I say what's the harm in having some pizza?
Yes.
You really can't lose, because worst case scenario, you just get to eat a pizza.
Yeah, I mean, pizza is delicious.
So why not?
Yeah. I mean, I don't eat it. I don't eat this anymore, but buffalo chicken pizza used to be my favorite.
Oh, man.
Buffalo chicken pizza is an absolute proof that God exists.
Well, that's coming from an atheist.
but real talk, though. Buffalo chicken is dope as hell.
Yeah.
It's real good stuff.
It's real good, real hot.
Yeah, but anyway.
But, if you're feeling preggers.
And you want to get more.
Go on down to Charlotte.
Go on
preggers.
Down to Easy Swords.
That's right. Oh, Jesus.
So, sure.
It's, sure, pizza. Eat a pizza and shoot a baby out of your uterus.
How many times has that happened to you?
Honey. No, I'm not going to do that bit again.
Good bit. All right, let's move on. Criminals, we talk about them.
We do.
And they're constantly smuggling drugs.
Constantly. It's like, do they have anything else they do aside from that?
No.
The burgles?
They burgle some drugs. You remember when the Hamburglar, they did the revamp of the Hamburglar?
Oh, yeah, and he's all sexy.
I haven't seen that anymore. I think they sort of bailed on that whole thing. Maybe not, though. I just haven't seen it. But, God, when he whispered the... Rabble, rabble.
Did he?
Or robble, robble, rabble. Yeah. Instead of his catchphrase, he whispered it.
I don't know if I ever heard that.
It was seductive, and it made me very upset. Very uncomfortable.
It was, uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to need to hear this.
Yeah, you will have to.
Yeah.
You will have to. I'll put it at the end of the show just for you.
Oh, good. Make sure it's nice and loud so people with headphones will get super uncomfortable.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to place this somewhere randomly in the show. And it's going to come on when you don't expect it. How about that? That's even better.
I love that.
It's going to rabble or robble or whatever it is at some point.
Whatever the hell he says.
So please, pay attention very closely.
Scrabble, scrabble.
Scrabble, scrabble. That's right. Well, some folks in Florida, they're getting a little creative. Undercover deputies in Florida arrested a man accused of importing 3 pieces of pottery covered in $600,000 worth of meth paste.
Meth paste?
Yeah, I didn't know you could paste meth.
Like around the outside of the pot?
Around the outside. Yes. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said Omar Palencia, 30, had the 3 pieces of meth-covered pottery shipped to him to his home in Florida. Palencia told undercover deputies he was planning to cook the meth out of the pottery, which he said would yield more than 22 pounds of crystal meth.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a hefty.
It's a hefty amount of methamphetamine. He said the haul would be worth about $600,000. It's a lot of dollary dues. Quote, in Mexico, the pottery pieces were dipped in liquid methamphetamine, and carefully they placed small glass squares on the vase to make it appear to be this beautiful pottery. That's interesting.
Mm.
I feel like that's a piece of art.
A for effort, really.
Yeah. That's very creative. I'm surprised anyone caught it, honestly. I guess, I don't know how you
dog smelled
that.
It?
Yeah, it must be something like that. They placed the small glass squares on the vase to make it appear to be this beautiful pottery, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said. Quote, Omar was looking for someone to convert it out of its current form into a sellable form, and that's where our undercover agents came in play. Oh, there you go. He was outsourcing. He was trying to find somebody to do the conversion.
Ah!
Valencia was arrested on charges including trafficking in meth over 400 grams, trafficking in meth 28 to 200 grams, 2 counts of possession of a vehicle used to traffic drugs, and 2 counts of possession of drug paraphernalia.
It's a lot of possessions.
Yeah, he's holding on to them drugs with his life, and he is just a simple pottersmith, and he will peddle his wares where he sees fit.
Which is in jail.
Yes.
Where he shall peddle no more.
Maybe he'll peddle to his heart's delict.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's how it's pronounced.
Yeah,
I always wondered.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on.
Oh, great. Take a sharp breath. Police in Cleveland are asking the public for help in identifying a potential suspect. Mm-hmm. Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh. Hiyo.
According to the police report, a mom on a mission brought her 2 kids with her to the local barber school.
What, are they trying to get them their license?
Well, you know how
get
like,
a job. What are you, like 4?
God, dude, kids, you get it. No, you know how like
rubble.
Usually, you know, if you're hurting for cash, well, not hurting for cash. If you don't have much cash, and you know, you can get a real cheap haircut at one of these barber schools, at the expense of it being terrible.
Usually, yeah.
Because they're learning.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're doing, that kind of thing.
Hey, you know what? But support your local barber school. I won't, because I have dignity for the thing that's on top of my head. But if you don't.
I don't.
I'll support them.
I don't even know where there is one around here.
There's a really great one in
I think
Concord.
It's called Supercuts.
Yes, Supercuts. Well known for their high-end barbering. No, there's actually a really well-renowned barber school in Concord.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about that?
There you go. Bim, bam, boom, dee-la-loo.
I'm going to go right now.
Yeah. Right this second. Okay, show's over.
Show's over. So she put her 7-year-old son in the chair and let the barber in training do his work. Problem was, in her opinion, they were taking a little too long. I mean, I've been at a barbershop from time to time. I know they can take some time.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's they're providing a service, which takes a little while to do. It's a fine art.
Some people, you go to some barbershops, they do not take a while.
But you usually get a crappy haircut.
You do. And that's the trade-off, really. Mm-hmm. longer they spend on it, usually the better off it looks.
You got to treat yourself, you know? You got to treat yourself to the good stuff every once in a while. Sometimes you got to sit through it and you got to take the weight. But the product that comes out is
it's muy
beautiful.
It's muy bueno.
Caliente. Very hot.
Spicy. Yeah. Yeah, so they were taking a while, and I know this guy was probably training, so it was taking maybe a little extra long. So she, you know, she got a little impatient, so she pulled a gun on him.
Oh, that story took a twist.
She pulled a gun out of her purse and pointed it at the barber and said, quote, "I got two clips, I'll pop you."
What?
Yes.
That is a gross over, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say. It's overreaction.
she was not happy. She had places to go.
Yeah, she had to get her hair cut.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what it was.
And that takes forever. She had to put like the, you know, the extensions in, and that stuff takes time.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to pay the cost to be the boss, and you've got to pay the time to do the rhyme.
Oh.
I don't know how either of those things apply, but they do.
But they do, and they're interspersed throughout this lessons of life. the tensions were, eased a bit. Another employee came by and kind of
shot
and grabbed the gun and shot her with it. No, he you know, had her put the gun away. She did, and you know, they finished up the haircut and they left. But obviously, that's craziness.
Yeah.
And so,
I assume authorities were called.
Yeah, the police were called, but they still haven't figured out who this woman is, and are now asking the public to help identify this woman based on the security footage that they
that's
have
good.
At the barbershop. There's a lot of this stuff. I feel like more and more often I'm finding these articles where it's like police are asking the public for help.
Yeah.
They're like, we hit a dead end. We don't know what to do.
Mm. You think it has to do, you think it's a systematic issue with like, maybe it's understaffing. They just don't have enough time.
I don't know.
Or do you think
it's not just one
people are getting
department.
Lazy?
Maybe. Or is it just, like, I was always under the impression that, like, growing up, you know, you did a crime.
You do the time.
Yeah. And if you do the drugs,
you get the crugs.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But, you know, even the smallest infraction, like, I feel like you would get caught.
Yeah.
And I'm just seeing all this stuff where it's like, remember that we did the story about the guy who got mad because his credit card got declined at the for like a buck.
Yep.
And he just destroyed this gas station.
And he didn't get caught.
And he walks away. And the police were like, please help us find this guy. And then with this, like, how are all these people slipping through your fingers? Like, what
maybe
the
they're
hell
very
is-
tiny people.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah. What I've learned is that I can commit any crime that I want and I won't get caught. So,
as long as, well, I mean, the police will ask
any
for help
crime
identifying you.
Yeah, as long as I wear a mask of your face,
and you're set. You're golden.
That would be such a dick move.
Yeah,
like get one of those, you know, those masks that are getting really popular. The real masks, the one that make they look just like human faces. Get one made of someone.
Of me, and then you steal, like, my clothes.
Yeah.
And then just go do a crime.
Yeah, I think it's unlikely they'd even question it if I could put a scenario in which you didn't have an alibi.
Yeah, you'd have to really plan it out.
Yeah, but I think I could get away with it. I'm gonna. Okay, so look for the news. Look into the news.
Let's
I'll
sit here and scheme on how you can frame me of murder.
I didn't say
collectively.
Murder, all right?
Oh, I was just assuming it would be a terrible crime.
It will be. Yeah. Don't you worry.
Oh, great.
All right. Let's finish up this week with one article in Philadelphia where they make that cream cheese.
Good. You know, that's good.
A good cream cheese is hard to find, okay?
And I hope this whole article is about the cream cheese.
It is.
You really got me going.
It is. Police in cream cheese town, Philadelphia, are trying to track down a man who robbed a Dunkin' Donuts on Saturday morning.
Uh-oh.
Surveillance video caught the suspect doing stretches in the parking lot before the crime, according to local news.
He's gonna limber up.
He did.
Wow.
I love it so much. It's his first crime. He's getting real limbered up for it. The stretches were apparently in preparation for the crime. A video inside the business shows him leaping over the counter and pointing a gun at the employee. Ooh. Another person pulling guns on just employees.
Just doing their job.
Police say he told the cashier, quote, "You have 20 seconds to give me the money from the registers." The workers placed $334 inside a blue shopping bag. Ooh, big haul. $334. He'll be able to retire on this heist.
Wow.
Well,
what did he? I mean, I don't know what he expected robbing a Dunkin' yeah, Donuts.
I don't get it. I never understand. If you are going to put the effort into robbing someplace where you are going to go to jail for a very long time if you get caught, especially if you're going to pull a gun, if yeah. you're going to commit to pull a gun on someone in a robbery, don't do a Dunkin' Donuts. Do something big.
Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna get caught, although maybe not, because we just talked about this. But
yeah.
But I mean, if that's a serious crime. You pull a gun on somebody and you're trying to rob them, you're gonna go to jail for a long time. Do it for more than $334. You're better than this.
Yeah. What do you think you're worth?
So they placed the $334 inside a blue shopping bag that belonged to the criminal. Good, he brought his own bag.
That's good.
He's earth friendly.
He brought a tote bag.
One of the, it's like a Whole Foods tote bag. Look, I do want to rob you, but we do have to keep in mind the environment, okay? No shots were fired, however, and there were no injuries, police said. The man ran quickly away, no doubt helped by his pre-crime workout. Police described the stretched out suspect as 5'10" to 6 foot tall, with a medium athletic build. He was wearing a black zip-up hooded sweatshirt, black pants, black sneakers, a black ski mask, latex gloves, and armed with a handgun. It's all black.
But the handgun was pink.
Yes, I like that he coordinate. Yes, I like that he coordinated his outfit to all black, even though the purpose of the all black attire for robbing is to be done at night, so you're less visible. But regardless, he's still committed to the theme. He went solid black in the middle of the day. He's gotta committed.
Yeah.
And he stretched. I love the idea. This guy just limbering up in the parking lot, putting on his ski mask, and just diving across counters at a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
He's got to get that cream cheese, all right? Dunkin's got that Philadelphia cream cheese.
They get the smoked salmon cream cheese.
Ooh, sometimes. Yeah. You think there's any salmon in that cream cheese?
I hope so.
Or you think it's just salmon flavored?
I mean, it tastes, maybe. But what would the... No, there's like chunks of something in there.
Oh.
But maybe if it ain't salmon, then what the hell is it?
Maybe it's dandruff flakes.
Well, chunks it's of... It's very thick.
Well, you know...
Yeah. Well, you know.
Fish get bad dandruff?
Yep, because of all that hair they have on their scalp.
Yep.
Can you imagine a fish with like a tuft of hair on its head?
Yes, and it makes me very happy.
Oh, good.
Anyway, that's going to do it for the week. Folks, people of Earth.
Lend us your rears.
And it's been a swell one. We got some stuff upcoming, right?
That's true.
We are very close to recording day for the new podcast. That's coming up soon. And that's going to be real neat. And we can't wait to show off the little mini theme song thing we got from Disasterpiece. That dude's a bro.
Yeah, he's awesome.
What a swell feller. Goodness gravy. And so that's going to be coming up. There should be a new Adjacent Hex very soon. That will be going up, so that's great. Look forward to that. And I love you all.
Now tuck them in.
Uh-huh, okay.
Give me a kiss on the lips.
Here's your warm milk. Let me give you a kiss on the lips. It's It's always weird when parents do that. I get it. Yeah. I get it, but like, it's weird to me.
It's weird.
Anyway, let me tell you where you can find Mommy's Kisses and us. You can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Banner Box Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all of the places you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using our contact form on our website or by sending us an email at bbr@ghostshipradio.com. Feel free to send us some articles there. We like getting people's submissions. That's good stuff. We like it. Hey, while you're at it, head on over to iTunes and give us a rating, because that's super important, and we will love you so good. So good, so long, so hard, okay? To make that happen, please and thank you. And that's all for this week.
And remember, there is a white man cafe in Tokyo where Japanese ladies ring a bell to summon tuxedo-wearing Caucasians who respond with, "Yes, princess," and serve them cake.
Thanks for joining us. It's the Mike checking Checkerston. Hey.
Hey. Whee.
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.